Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of college coming your way in the final hour of the show. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time for a few more weeks right here on the BetMGM Network. You can follow us on social media, Sam on X at SP Shoot. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. In about 20 minutes, we'll have more college to get to because a loyal listener of ours reached out about what to do with his 101 Virginia ticket. They're a 3.5-point favorite in the ACC championship. So we'll get to that and talk about tonight's college basketball slate. A lot of good games. Some highly ranked teams facing off tonight in college hoops if you're looking for something to watch, something to bet on. And then we will wrap with our lightning bets. But every Tuesday morning, Sam, we hit on the Heisman watch, give you the update. It's not as long as the conversation as it's been throughout the year. And this is something that we started talking about at least a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, that, look, we can throw out all these different ideas, but the fact of the matter is that the Heisman Trophy is probably going to be decided by the quarterback that has the better game, and if that quarterback wins that game, and that game being the Big Ten Championship between Ohio State and Indiana. And if you look at the BetMGM odds, at the very top, you see Julian Sayin and Fernando Mendoza, 1-2. It's Ohio State-Indiana, 1-2 in the rankings. It's Ohio State-Indiana in the Big Ten Championship with these two quarterbacks facing off. And now we're here. We got here. We've been talking about it for a long, long time. And it seems like that's the case, but maybe there's some evidence that would be pushing against that idea. I still think we're here. Sayin, Mendoza, better quarterback on Saturday. If they win, they're going to get the Heisman. How about you?
Well, I thought that yesterday, and I think the market did too. You may want to hit refresh on the Heisman market, though. I did not see this coming because yesterday Diego Pavia was 6-1 at multiple books.
Yeah.
He's now the second favorite at BetMGM. He is plus 170. He's ahead of Mendoza now. And I got a message about this last night from Mr. Lewis, who listens to our show, and he said Pavia started out the day 6-1. This is yesterday. So Monday morning, it's Mendoza saying basically co-favorite, depending on the shot. Pavia is 6-1. Mr. Lewis says now he's under 3-1 everywhere, and there's a plus 195 at FanDuel. Wild movement on a day without football, he says. And guess what? Mr. Lewis also has a Pavia ticket at 200-1.
Woo!
So he's freaking out. He's freaking out right now in a good way because yeah. He's seeing this. Because when a guy is 6-1 on Monday, that doesn't change going into Tuesday because there's not a game. None of these guys played. Exactly. So why does Diego Pavia, I mean, I know the answer. I'm asking rhetorically.
Yeah.
Why does a guy go from 6-1 to plus 170 without any results? Somebody's driving that thing. And then I got a text from Felica this morning, and he said the one thing to factor in with the Heisman is the regional voting. Pavia is the only SEC candidate. He's the only one for Heisman.
Great angle.
He will essentially, Felica continues, he will essentially get every first place vote in the SEC and a ton of West Coast votes from the people remembering him from New Mexico State.
Yes.
The Midwest guys, if they play, if that game on Saturday is 17-14 or 20-17 and each guy has a pick or two and Pavia doesn't play, that's what's happening. People are taking that narrative or that storyline and just betting Pavia. And they bet them from 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to plus 170. That's what's happening.
That's a great angle. So the Midwest votes are not split between two guys. They're split between three guys. Jeremiah Love, too. He's going to get a little bit of love. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, that explains it. I don't think it's a crazy idea. Now, what I think still happens is I still think that you look at it and people are going to be obsessed with what happens in this game. Everybody's going to be watching the Big Ten Championship. And I expect one of these quarterbacks to have a top-notch performance. And the announcers will be going off about how great they are and blah, blah, blah. This is the Heisman moment. You know it. You know it's going to be happening. Is that a Gus and Klatt game?
Yeah, it's a Fox game. The Big Ten game?
Oh, let's of course. Oh, Gus is going to be screaming about, oh, that's the Heisman moment! And he's going to fake losing his voice.
It's a little too much bass there. A little too much volume in your impersonation. Right. You got to kind of do this!
It's fake, whatever he's doing. Whatever.
Give him the Heisman! Oh, the Heisman! Somebody else, I got a text earlier. Somebody said that they appreciated my Yoda impersonation, and I appreciate the appreciation. Plus 600 it was. That's a crazy move, though, dude.
But somebody else appreciated your Desmond Howard yesterday.
I should just start doing impersonations. I got a lot that say people don't know about.
Yeah.
No, like, just laugh.
If you don't want to do the hot takes, if you don't want to do the embarrassing stuff like that, you just – you do the impersonation.
Well, the reason why my Yoda senses started tingling is because Jake played a highlight of Adam Amin calling the Carolina touchdown. And I started laughing coming back from break because Amin, who we love Adam Amin, on the call, if Jake has the audio ready, I don't know if we can even play this, Adam Amin says, 2 for 2 is Carolina on fourth down. No. Carolina is 2 for 2 on fourth down. That's Yoda. Right. You just flip the sentence. 2 for 2 they are on fourth down. Like that's Yoda. You take a sentence and then just mix it up. So that's why I got on my Yoda tangent today, because Adam Amin said 2 for 2 Carolina is today. That's a Yoda sentence.
Speaking of announcers, I know you saw it. Maybe you were in a place where you didn't want to comment. What'd you think of Bonetti in the cowboy hat with RG3.
Oh, Christ. How much time do we have?
Let me say this, that Awful Announcing also posted about it because they saw the same thing. And very funny. RG3 quote tweeted that. If you missed it, RG3's wearing a cowboy hat. They're doing the Cincinnati game, right? And so was Benetti, and Benetti's had like a little sheriff thing in the front. I tweeted a photo out at Joe Ostrowski if you want to check it out.
Good grief.
If RG3 quote tweets that photo from Awful Announcing and their story, and he says, it's Woody from Toy Story and Shaboozy.
That's funny. I know we give RG3 a lot of flack on the show. That is funny.
Yes.
I wouldn't say Woody, though. Benetti's not that handsome. I'm sorry. He's not Woody. He's not a leading man. Anyways, Jake has
so good.
That's a very good comment by RG3. Jake, can you play the beginning of the Adam Amin touchdown call for Panthers-Rams, please?
2 for 2 today is Carolina.
See? 2 for 2 today is Carolina. That's Yoda. 2 for 2 today is Carolina. Not Carolina is 2 for 2 today. All right, I'm done.
Yes,
I'm done.
Yes,
I've said my piece, and we can move back on to Woody and Shibuzi if you'd like.
So there's a Pavia in the betting world, that's the lead here. But the other part is, wait, these odds on our screen right now says San plus 150. That's the shortest number on the board. He's the second name, but he's the favorite. Barely.
Yeah.
But why? Why is he the favorite? Athletic straw poll this morning, he's fourth. The On3 straw poll yesterday, he's fourth. Like all of a sudden, everybody decided, you know what? You know what? Yeah, exactly. Is he one? I thought he was two. I thought it was Mendoza.
I thought Pavia was one in the On3, not the Athletic poll.
Oh, I thought it was. I saw the exact same order in both. I saw Mendoza, Pavia, Love, San.
Okay. All right. Then I stand corrected there.
It's close with Pavia and Love.
Here's a better question. If I'm a voter right now and they're all tied, what do I often do? What did we do last year in the Heisman? We'll vote for the biggest personality, the biggest Pavia flash. I mean, Sayin and Mendoza are boring. They're boring. This guy's mom is grinding on fans. The brothers are getting arrested. Like, this is like, this is a personality to the ninth power. Like this, this guy is a freight train in terms of motion in the right direction. Oh, Julian Sayin threw 12 screen passes again against Minnesota and they won 35-3. Yay. You know, like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just saying, like, there's no elite candidate. And when there's no elite candidate, voters get weird. That's how you end up with Travis Hunter last year. That's how you end up with a running back or a guy like Diego Pavia who, I mean, he had 450 yards of offense, but he didn't. I mean, that wasn't a Heisman game. But I think it's a lack of... Sayin
did nothing wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lack of Sayin and Mendoza grabbing it and taking it.
Yeah. I mean, Sayin did nothing wrong, but he goes from 1 to 4. It's like, based on what? I guess just change of opinion. People are like, this guy's not the Heisman. Get out of here with that. And then he just goes from 1 to 4 in that Athletic poll. So Mendoza's the leader, but it's neck and neck with Pavia. 56 points for Mendoza, 52 points for Pavia. And then it drops down to Love with 23 points and Sayin 18. So first place votes, they go Mendoza 9, Pavia 11, Love 2. So what the Athletic straw poll, and this is the time when it matters. Like we told the story, like I've made money looking at the straw poll in this week heading into the conference championship games. What are they saying? The Athletic poll with actual voters is saying it's going to be Mendoza or Pava. You can forget about Love. You can forget about Sand. Love doesn't play. Sand does play. Pavia doesn't play. But they're saying it's going to be Mendoza or Pavia. It's also saying to me that Love is going to be third place. That's the other part of this with Sand. Not only does he slip, but he slips to four. It doesn't slip to three. Marcel Reed obviously falls off with their result from the week. But Love's going to be invited to New York. He's going to be third, and it's going to be Mendoza or Pavia. And, you know, Felica's angle on the regions, I think, is really smart. I got annoyed this morning because I looked at last year. I'm like, wait, how close was it with Hunter and Genty? And it was pretty close. But then I was reminded how many hundreds of voters there are. It's so stupid. It's way too many voters still. I know they've tried to clean it up. They got a lot more work to do.
And the other problem with betting Jeremiah Love right now, and clearly you look at the odds, BetMGM pushed him out to 20-1.
Yeah.
They know he's not winning it. And here's why. It's not really fair to Jeremiah Love, but what voters will do is they will take Love's numbers and compare them to Genty's numbers from last year.
Yep.
And Genty had crazy stats because he touched the ball way more. And, well, okay, if we didn't vote for Genty, why are we voting for Love when Genty's numbers were much better than Love's? Like, that's how the voters think, because a lot of voters are stupid. Like, it's a linear thing for them. I mean,
do you want to hear the comparison? Because I looked it up this morning.
The odds or the stats?
The stats. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Genty had 374 carries last year. Love had 199. So workload alone.
That's crazy.
Workload alone, 29 touchdowns for Genty. Love had 21. So they're close in touchdowns. And guess what? Yards per carry? The same. 7-0 for Genty, 6-9 for Love. Love just didn't get the opportunities. If he had the workload that Genty had, he would have had such a better season and he'd win this Heisman.
He would have maybe had the best running back season of all time for a college back. If he touched the ball almost 400 times, he'd have he'd have 35 touchdowns.
What about the golf
cart? I mean, I don't even know. So what's the yards per carry on Love?
6.9.
So if he had 375 carries, he'd have 2,500 yards. And
how many touchdowns is the question?
I'm going to say 30. I mean, if you double his touches and he's got 21 touchdowns, you got to give him at least 10 more. No,
35 probably.
Yeah, man. But they pass the ball a ton. Like that's why Notre Dame is so dangerous, and that's why Notre Dame's getting into the playoff over Miami, whether you like it or not, because they're dangerous.
You didn't have to stay up late against Stanford. You turn it on, it's 21-0. Like, wait, what? What?
Oh, but they lost before. In August. Joe, they lost in August in a monsoon.
They suck. You're right. You're right. Notre Dame sucks. It's hilarious. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll talk some more college football, college hoops on the other side. This is BetSwip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.